take roll call. Director Sills?
Here.
Director McLaughlin?
Here.
Director Wright is here. Director Kosal?
Here.
Director Kimball?
Here.
We're now going to go into public comments, and we have a lot to get through tonight, so we are going to abide by the Kensington policies and procedures regarding public comments. We haven't necessarily enunciated these before, but they provide for 5 minutes maximum per person, and an aggregate of 20 minutes total for public comments before we move into board member and staff comments. And tonight, I'm going to ask that if there are public comments, and for those of you who don't come to these meetings generally, the public comment is for items that are not on the agenda. Items that are on the agenda, we'll have an opportunity to take public comments as we bring those items up one by one. But I am going to ask that when you come to the podium to give a public comment, provide a heading for what the topic you're going to talk about, because based on what you may talk about, I may need to preface your comment with some guidance that we've received on certain matters regarding the district. Sounds vague, I know, but bear with me on that. So, let's start with public comments. Are there any public comments? John, please.
I was very surprised that you had a special meeting on Sunday discussing matters that both Director Kimball and Director Kosal had asked to have a meeting on, and they were not able to be present. You did not have the full board there, and as I recall, your comment at the last meeting, when they asked if that special meeting could occur the following Sunday, was that both you and Director Toombs would be out of town, so it was not possible. And I think you should have had that meeting, particularly to receive the advice from attorneys, when all five directors could be here.
I'm sure it will surprise most of you here for me to be speaking in agreement with John, but obviously the millennium has come. I was very distressed, similarly, at your scheduling of a meeting when two directors could not be there, especially because part of my tax dollar went to paying Kurt Franklin to be here as your attorney on that day. I think it's a great mistake to have a closed session meeting without all board members, but especially when an attorney is present, because the attorney doesn't get the benefit of the entire board talking. There is some sense of understanding that is developed without two board members there. I think that this is not in the interest. Bill, I don't think this is in the interest of doing business for Kensington responsibly. And just as you and Director Toombs would not have scheduled a meeting when you could not be there, I think it's in the interest of the community, as serious as the times are for our department, that everyone is there. Thank you. I'm just going to wend my way back now.
And please state your name and the topic of your.
My name is Sergeant Angela Escobar, and I'm here to represent five members of the Kensington Police Department. I want to introduce Officer Martinez, Officer Medina, and Officer Salada, for those of you who don't know who they are.
Okay.
You're
going to have a chance to give a public comment. I need to read something to you or explain something to you before you do.
Okay.
If there are any complaints about the police department or how it's run or managed, we take all these complaints seriously and we want to hear about them. We are, however, as a police agency, a board that requires a chain of command and the rule of law be followed. So there is a procedure that we're bound by, our district is bound by, with the by the memorandum of understanding with the Kensington Police Officers Association, that the complaints are to be made at the lowest administrative level internally and then up to the chain to the chief of police, and the complaint should be made promptly within 60 days. We're not aware of a new complaint that has been generated through the chain of command, and under district protocol, it's appropriate for you to submit a complaint to the chief. Under the MOU, after first attempting to resolve the complaint with the chief of police, officers may appear before the board and ask it to hear a complaint. However, first, the complaint should be made to the chief of police. Now, if anyone, whether they're in the department or in the community, has any concerns with the district or any officer within the district, we encourage that the person file a written complaint with specific details. To help us in the decision as to whether or not to investigate the complaint, contact other authorities, if appropriate, or to hold a closed session meeting. Details should include the alleged conduct, persons involved in the alleged conduct, witnesses, dates, times, and the relief that you're seeking. If we receive a detailed written complaint, we can review it in confidence and decide whether a formal investigation is appropriate. In the past, formal investigations have been conducted. Now, this is going to get a little tricky because we're cautious as to what we're inviting for public comment. Because in addition to the chain of command and the formal process, public employees such as police officers have special statutory and constitutional rights protecting their personnel information. We want to respect those rights and at the same time hear your concerns. While you may freely criticize district policies and decisions, procedures, programs, services, etc., I may prohibit public comment if I believe it's too detailed and directed at specific district employees, and that I believe it may be slanderous or invade that individual's personal privacy. So with this, you have the podium.
Thank you. We are here to request a confidential meeting regarding concerns and issues with Chief Greg Hunt. We were instructed by you, we sent you a letter, we were instructed by you to come to an open public board meeting and to request this meeting. And we are doing as instructed.
Right, and I'll reiterate my earlier instructions and also what I've said today, is the first complaint needs to be made to the chief of police. If it's not resolved, then bring it to the board. If you can provide the details of the complaint, then the board can determine whether or not a closed session is appropriate for external investigation of the project.
I understand.
May I? Ask a question?
You can ask a question of me.
I want to ask a question of you.
We've been advised not to ask any questions of public or staff.
Was Sergeant Escobar or any of these police officers, were they informed of these particular instructions before this moment?
No. Well, they were informed of the protocol, yes.
They had all of this?
All the steps, yes.
Okay. Including that they wouldn't be able to speak to me?
The procedure is anybody can speak in public comment, including the officers. There is also a procedure that if there's any complaint, it needs to go, we need to follow the chain of command in the police department.
I don't understand. Are you saying yes or no? I'm pretty smart.
If you have a comment, please stick to the podium when we have the opportunity.
No.
So we will request that you submit a complaint to the chief of police. And my recommendation is that if it does not get resolved, submit it in writing with the details so that the board can meet and determine the next appropriate course of action.
Just give him a meeting. Gee whiz, this is against the chief of police. It's an obvious conflict of interest here. I mean, my God, I can attend these meetings for 3 years.
We need to keep...
Turmoil within the PD is just going and going and going.
And the community's out there. We have no confidence. The community has no confidence in the chief.
We have somebody at the podium, please. We have somebody at the podium, please.
Apparently she hasn't been harassed by the officers.
President, we will have our attorney draft a letter with our concern.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you for coming.
Well, now I know where all those rumors that came to me last week about the letter, having officers that didn't sign the letter approach me and ask me, who signed the letter? What does the letter say? I had no idea. I'm writing everything down. I asked you if there was, you know, what the board policy is for handling these complaints, whether it's confidential or not. Two officers that were not on the list approached me and asked me about this letter. So you tell me there's confidentiality within this board or this information that was given to you or the board. I have serious doubts that this is really happening. I don't have any faith here. I understand protocol, moving up the chain and approaching the chief with a complaint. Well, there's so many complaints. And you yourself even disagreed with the position of chief of police and general manager. You as well wanted that position split. This is a big issue here. And I think you guys need to move forward in separating this position so there is a chain of command and accountability for everyone and the safety of our officers. This being done publicly, per your request, now there's a bigger issue with other officers attacking them at work. And I hope you protect these officers before that happens. And I think maybe you should get one of those little timers just so you don't have to keep looking at it, because I think it's rude when you do that. Thank you.
Comments? Any other comments?
I'll follow your chain of command, and I'll follow my...
Your name, please?
My head of ship. But I feel that it would be neglected due to the chief saying that he saw no complaint for my issue. If you would like to hear my complaint about the officer, you don't have to check with me. And Bill, you refused to listen to me too because of a pending matter. Show me in your bylaws, due to health and safety of the community, that you can't address my concerns. Show me in writing, right now, where you cannot address my concerns that I have with a police chief that is not acting in a fiduciary responsibility and a safety manner for the community. Please show it to me, because you declined. So, with a police chief and a general manager, and I can't go to the general manager, because a police chief is a general manager, so I go to you, and you refuse, you told me to get my attorney and call you. I'll be more happy to. That's no problem. My attorneys are already working on it, Bill. So show me where you can legally refuse to hear my concerns about a safety issue because there's no confidence in the police chief. How many minutes do I have? 3 or 5?
5 minutes per speaker.
Okay. Please show me. I'll use some of my 5 minutes for you to show me how you can neglect a multiple business owner in Pasadena County, a very large one, and a resident for 10 years, and never had an issue until now. so please show me writing. If you're able to decline helping me, I have no alternative. Who am I going to? It's your move.
If you have complaints...
I know the complaint. I was tape recorded. That's about as formal as can be. And he refused to be there. He told me he would be there for my specific meeting about being harassed. I felt intimidated and harassed by a police officer. And he said he would be there. He was in another room. He sent Sergeant Conn in there. And I asked. You told me you'd be there. And then I called you the next day. And then you said, oh, there was no reason to. You lied to me. To me, that's a lie. So, there's, who do I go to? Explain that, please, Bill.
So
I'd like to see in writing what you can neglect when I have a safety issue for my family in Kensington, and I feel I'm not getting any results, and I come to you, that's my only other step, and you say you can't deal with me, Mr. Schiff, because of a pending matter. So I'm asking you to show me in writing, or just tell me. It's not there, Bill. It's not there. You neglected your responsibility. Here's the liability that's coming down.
I don't
think you guys understand. And I told Chief that the community, that I have people behind me, but they're afraid of retribution. And you can see the police force is divided. We will march. Nobody told me? Bring it on!
Sorry, your time's up.
Bring it on! That's what he told me, from Nick or Sean Arrington. So, in conclusion, I will go through the steps, but listen to me, board. Listen to me. Something's going to happen. You have some young, aggressive officers.
So your time's up.
And the liability doesn't just stay here. You guys are liable. I guess if your house is on the line, then they will make a diplomatic decision and start to listen to the community. You have a dual position that's unnecessary. You're in a deficit. Hell, get rid of him. There's $160,000. You guys take a responsibility or be a general manager and run a wonderful substation with a lieutenant there.
Please sit down. Your time is up. Public comment is over.
Okay, will you please answer my question how you can neglect the responsibility of a community citizen that has no alternative?
Please sit down, Mr. Chair.
Would you give me a little comment?
I will. Please sit down. If anybody has a complaint against the district or a district employee, there is a procedure. It's in our policies and procedures. I encourage you to see a copy of it at the district office that lays out the protocol for how these matters get resolved. And public comment is over.
Oh.
Are there any board member comments?
Or this one more, maybe.
Excuse me.
Okay, we'll extend public comments for 5 minutes.
Well, I'll make this pretty clear. I don't come to very many of these meetings, and I frankly am quite appalled at what I'm seeing here. Because somebody's sitting, heading this up. First of all, we're a tiny little town. And the protocol that is being hit behind here reminds me of, it might as well be in Manhattan. And I'm appalled. I have watched, Mr. Wright, I have watched you for the last 15 minutes. This is my first time that I've actually watched you. So I'm coming into this pretty innocent. And you have absolutely nonstop in your body language been about as offensive as anybody can do without opening their mouth. Your eyes are constantly on the clock. You make constant reference to protocol and procedure. I don't understand how in a tiny little town the impact on me as a long-time resident, I guess by now it's a long time, of what, there is nothing that I'm seeing at this table that indicates in any way any concern for the distress that is obviously going on here. And that's what I want to say. This is not a large corporation that I've worked for. And I have never seen, I don't see a face of concern, one face that looks slightly disturbed at how disturbed the community is. And the response, without any content, is appalling. And I don't get it. This is, what do we have, 24 and a half people living in Kensington?
Other comments? No other comments? Okay, we're going to close for public comment. And we're going to turn to board comments, and I'll leave the board comments. I know it may seem somewhat formal how we're proceeding on these matters. We are, and I know for a fact that everybody on this board are doing whatever we can to put in the best interest of the community, in the best interest of individual officers of the department, and our neighboring communities. There are a number of personnel issues that some people have alluded to that we are investigating, and we're proceeding on the advice of our attorneys to make sure that everybody's rights are protected. Unfortunately, we can't speak to these matters right now, and so that's why it seems somewhat formal in our protocol, and I apologize for that. Are there any other board comments?
I have some. There's clearly something wrong here. And I feel like I'm sitting here with a gag on my mouth, and I don't like it. I think telling the truth to everybody is always the best case. And Bill, I am enormously sorry that you're sitting in this chair tonight, because you're getting all this stuff, and I know it's difficult, and you're acting on the advice of our attorneys. I'm going to suggest, first of all, I would like to agendize for the next meeting that we discuss splitting the general manager police chief position into two. I would like to investigate that, and I would like to fast track that as quickly as we could. Secondly, there's too much going on in this community for us to wait another month to address the issues that are here. And I don't love to spend every Thursday night here, doing this stuff. I have a life. But I think that we should try to find some time, maybe once a week or every other week, until we resolve this, because there is a problem. It's, and we can't say, okay, our attorney said we can't talk about it. Well, maybe we can't, but we better start doing something about it quickly, for the comfort and safety and security of our citizens.
Thank you.
And so I want to be clear that in the minutes, I do want to agendize for our next meeting, which I hope is before a month from now, that we look at how we can split that general manager police chief position, and that we engage, maybe we ask the police officers who were here, that we invited here and then told them not to say anything, basically, that we engage them as soon as possible so that they can have their concerns heard. And I assume that they will put in writing, as you suggested, what their concerns are. And I suggest that we immediately follow up on that
and
just fast-track this whole thing.
And the concerns of the community.
And the concerns of the community.
Thank you very much. Thank you for listening.
I have some real concerns here, guys. There's something called the Constitution and the rights of due process. And Mr. Schiff or anybody else here thinks they can circumvent that because of some personal anger against the chief or anybody else, I find repellent and offensive. I've listened to your comments. We have a due process provision. We have an obligation to follow that to protect both the rights of the chief and these four officers and Mr. Schiff and anybody else who's involved with a legal dispute with the district. I'm not about to circumvent that for anybody's personal agenda. We have a process, we have to follow it. If people have problems with that, they shouldn't be on this board and they shouldn't be in this audience. There is a constitutional right to due process, and everybody here, if Mr. Schiff wants to get his attorney to follow it, please do. Anybody else wants to, please do. And I have the floor and I reject being interrupted. I don't like that a bit. You can't sit there and hark at people when they're trying to speak. That's offensive. You have your minutes, you've done. It's our time to talk. I don't like being interrupted. I don't like being threatened by boisterous or rude behavior by anybody. There's a due process we have to follow. If you have problems with that, please speak with your attorney. But don't come here and browbeat us about it. Okay?
Thank you for your anger.
Yeah.
And your responsibility.
I don't know whether I ought to weigh into this or not. I keep thinking that I wonder if this, the people in this group recognize that we have to protect the privacy of our police officers, our chief, our general manager, of any employee. And so we cannot just sit here and have an open forum, have people come in with open charges. It has to be done in a formalized manner. And a formalized manner exists. And whether your problem is with the general manager or the chief, it is still important that the first place you go and you say, I have a problem. And then when the problem is not dealt with to your satisfaction, that is the point where you come to the board. And we come to the board at that point, if it's going to be a personnel matter, we have to deal with it in closed session, not in the public room.
Thank you, Pat.
I appreciate everybody's comments tonight. I think it's really good that we're opening up discussion, and I did hear a lot of concern in the audience, and I want to acknowledge that. The thing that I think is so great about the open discussion is we're establishing expectations. It sounds to me, when I listen to this, that some people have followed what they thought was the protocol, and they wrote up what they needed to, and then they came to the meeting because they were not satisfied. And so now I think the feeling from you, Mr. Schiff, is you're stuck, and I hope we can undo that, because I don't think you should be stuck. If people have concerns, we should hear them and deal with them. Along those lines, I also want to thank people for standing up and speaking, because it takes courage to do that, and it's important. I think tonight's meeting, we have 9 things on the agenda, just in open or in the new business. Out of respect for my time and all the board members and all the public's time, I would really like to adjourn this meeting at 10. Like we're supposed to. And what I'd like to do then is, if we can, Bill, maybe prioritize so we can get the things that we decide are the most important done early while we're sharp, and then we can put the things that we cannot get to with the importance, everything is important, to a meeting hopefully before a month from now. It sounds like we have additional issues. We have a whole bunch here, and I'd just like to prioritize so that we can do our best with what we have to deal with.
Yeah, when we set the agenda, we recognize there's a lot of things on the agenda, and we put them in the order of things that need to get done. If there's some items that seem to take a long time, we'll move on, but we're going to keep to the agenda. To that point, though, I did consult. There's a procedure we've been taking. This just takes a little extra time. I'm going to cut that out, and that's the way we vote. And we'll call for a vote. All in favor, aye. Against. So we'll save a little bit of time on that. Are there any staff comments?
No. Not at this time.
Okay. We're going to move to the consent calendar. We'll start this end.
No.
I'd like to pull the minutes of. I'm going to pull the profit and loss report, the police department update, C, F, G, and that's it.
And Bill, I think that board member reports is a different item, isn't it? Not item.
Mm-hmm.
D has a D
from
item
8. Are you asking for D?
I'm saying why it appears twice is what I'm saying.
The last meetings, the last board meeting reports.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry. Go ahead. Leave it there. No, Coughlin and Lass, you saw what you did and you did general manager update too?
CMG.
No, I didn't pull I. You want to pull I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll pull I.
CFG, okay.
Profit and loss. Greg, I have a question. The same question on this side. It's the levy tax. We've collected 1.2 million. I know budget's almost 1.3. Is there any further update status on the last 100,000? Do we know? Do we have any insight on that?
There's another scheduled drop for May, and then there's a following adjustment in September. So hopefully the first week of May we'll know if that 100,000 is going to appear or not.
And there's no
indication.
No indication one way or the other. Okay. And then on the second page, account 672, Kensington Park, L&M, last line.
Yes.
We budgeted year to date approximately 40,000. Looks like we've spent 24,000. That remaining 16,000, is that, do you think it's going to be spent? Or have we sort of been not doing as much as we should have in the park? Or what's your take on that?
I think it's some of those items that should be appearing in 672 probably appear in 678. And also in 630, some of that's in 678, I believe. Like when we cut down the trees or something on special maintenance type things, it's probably being put under 678 where it should be going. We had some budgeted items for 672, tree pruning, and that's probably where it should be. So just a question of having Stephanie move it over.
It should be an O&M, you're thinking?
Yes.
And then account 870, county expenditures.
What is that?
We budgeted 5, looks like we spent 14.
I defer to you on that one. What's that? Is that that's the fees we pay for the county to maintain the property tax and the assessment collection, right?
I believe so. I'm not certain.
And the reason that's probably over budget, too, is probably because it's... I'll have to pull that and check, but it's probably one of those things that was actually taken out under another chart of account, and it shouldn't have been put in this one. So we'll have to check. There's right. Nothing unusual, okay. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's a
can you just
send chart.
A note when you find that out?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Actually, we are under budget.
We're just under
year-to-date.
Are there any other questions on P&L?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kathy. I had a question, but it's very minor compared to what you brought up. I just noticed that this is called the Profit and Loss Budget Performance Reports for February. Everything in here is labeled March. So just for the heck of it, when your first column in here is March 09, are you talking about March 1st or the last day of March, March 31st? Just so I can stay up to date.
You're talking about the P&L?
Yeah.
It's for all of March.
Okay, because this is February on your agenda. Okay, so when I see March 09, you're talking March as of March 30th. Yes,
it
is. It's not important. It's just that I began wondering if that was March 1st or whatever.
For next
yeah.
time. All right, thanks, guys. Thank you, Gloria.
Well, not that important.
And then, police department update. Yes, okay. On page 6. We had a general understanding or policy that we weren't going to name names of folks that were arrested. It's in sergeant certain halls. And I think we've been sticking really close to that over the last 6 months or so. But there are a couple names of folks who were arrested, and my request is that we don't name names of people arrested.
Okay.
Thank you. Who pulled the month of calendar? Oh, I did. Right. Sorry about that.
You don't want that already.
The month of calendar, and this is the reason I ask, because this will come up later. May 16th, 9 to 3 p.m. EV. What's EV?
I honestly have no idea. This has been pulled from Helen Horowitz's calendar for this year, and there's a lot of mysterious abbreviations that we're still unfamiliar with, and we're finding out. I can give Esther a call. Esther seems to know a lot of what these abbreviations stand for, so I can give her a call and find out.
Okay, because we may want to try and schedule a meeting. It's on our agenda later. I'm just going to put this call out to the community. Does anybody know what that might be? 9 to 3 p.m., EV?
It might actually be EW. It seems like it's cut off.
It is. It's electronic waste. It's not even in this. It's okay. Down at the parking lot.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
But it does actually include, it does mean the parking lot's taken. In case you were planning an event of theater simultaneously, you can have the parking lot. It would not be a great mix.
There's generally access problems for the people in the country.
We'll do valet parking.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, well, and the general manager update is...
Right. Greg, you mentioned that you still hadn't gotten the auditor's report, and that's from our accountant, right? Is that what we're waiting on?
We're waiting for the accountant to give the final figures to the auditors. Those are, per the emails, just about ready. We keep hoping that they're going to be coming in. There seems to be a delay between the accountant working with the auditors. We're running out of time. I need to start the budget for next fiscal year, and I'd like to have those numbers before then. But that's where the issue is. It's and one side says that they provided the numbers, and the other side says they haven't. So there's a bit of an issue there too.
Can you jump on?
Yeah, Ben.
Is there anything we can do, or that is there anything you see that we can do to speed up the? Because I mean, we're not going to have our budget, right? I mean, that's what.
It shouldn't affect the budget itself.
Yeah.
The presentation of the new budget. Yeah, it's going to affect, where were we at the end of last fiscal year. Can't give you an exact number until that audit's complete. But that's one of the things that we're looking at taking care of.
I have a question, too, on the park issue. Can you provide us with a timeline for when you need, what all the steps you need to take to get the Measure WW funding? And I do have the plans for the park, which do show two restrooms, a men's and a women's, if anybody wants to take a look at those later on.
I don't know how that would help move this process forward. What we need to do, you want a timeline? Well, I could provide that to you, but not off the top of my head. As far as requesting the Measure WW funding again, that timeline opens again February 1st of 2010. So at that time, once we get all of our projects that we want to apply for together, get all the required documentation and permits that we need, we present it to them February 1st, then we can begin the funding process.
Okay, it appears that there was... It seemed like the whole process was truncated last time in choosing where and how the bathroom is to be done. So I don't know I think it should be revisited.
Yeah, let me suggest this, because everything always takes way longer than you And let me suggest that we start soon. And we don't, last year it was just the timing of the whole election and all that. But we start soon, we get our ducks lined up, we figure out what we want, we figure out what it's going to cost, and it's all sort of buttoned up so that when the window opens, we're good to go without any debate in our group. So let me suggest that somebody take the leadership on that, work with Greg, and bring it to the board. And
a suggestion. Okay. I think I've kind of done that, but I'll work it through a little further and send it along.
Can I suggest, is there any way, Greg, to do like a dry run? Because I think I got an email from you that said you started the process and then you were told that you needed something we didn't know about that was going to take an excessive amount of time anyway. Is there any way to get these guys and tell us, you know, hey, can we just pretend we're doing it and so we make sure we have
No, it doesn't work that
this?
Way. What happened was, let's go back to the bathroom thing. I had tried to get funding for the bathroom, the Measure WW funds. Last month I went before the board, gave you a proposal that I received hours before the meeting, was for a one-bathroom stall. And that included, that was a proposal, it had a price for the one-bathroom stall, plus it had designs for it and stuff. Okay, there was discussion by the board, and it was suggested by one board member that they would prefer a two-bathroom stall. And then another board member suggested, well, apply for the funds to pay for the two-bathroom stall. We'll get everything pushed through. And then at that time, if we decide to go back to the one, at least we have the funding available to pay for the two. What happened is I had no idea to get a CEQA, which is a California Environmental Quality Act exemption, to begin processing this paperwork is so time-consuming. I was told, under the best of conditions, if you had everything lined up, all your documentation, all your plans, everything lined up, under best conditions, the soonest you could get a CEQA exemption is 3 weeks. It just wasn't going to happen for me, okay? Now, if you're asking for any type of timeline and stuff, I was told just the CEQA exemption itself, one of the main requirements of getting the funds, is a 2 to 3 month process. So you have to have your plans in place, you have to present them to the Planning Commission, and then you have to get your CEQA exemption before you can move forward. So there's at least a 3 month window right there, so we need to know what we want to do, get the exemption, get everything lined up, and move forward.
So we want to have all these decisions made and ready to go by the 1st of December.
Can start pulling something together, work with Greg, bring it to the board.
Can I suggest that we put it on the agenda for their next regular meeting?
Yeah.
Giving you the menu of choices.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Quick question, Kathy. I must have been asleep when you were talking about this, but the goal is to present us with a range of alternatives, including the bathroom types and locations, or what? And
a
costs.
Whole menu of options.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how will the CEQA process fit into all this?
Well, as Greg said, it takes at least 3 weeks.
Right.
So the lead time didn't happen last time.
Right.
So
but can
it
you
felt,
work on parallel tracks? Can you start the CEQA process now as well as...
No, I think we need to narrow. I think we need to have a specific project. Is that correct, Greg?
That's what I understood. Yeah.
In the interest of time, let me suggest we table the discussion.
Okay.
You're going to come back with alternatives. We may not make decisions next time, but at least we're moving all forward.
Good.
Great.
Bill?
Yes.
This is going back to the calendar. I know that the PCC, the Police Citizens Committee, doesn't appear anywhere on the calendar, and I would like to request that that be added. I would also like to note that April 15th just notes a reservation, but that's a reservation for the retirement dinner for Officer Villiers.
Mm-hmm.
Officer Villiers.
Oh.
And I think that's something that the community needs to know.
Okay. So we have, we've built a consent calendar.
Move the adoption.
No.
So there's a motion to approve the consent calendar. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstaining?
Have we verified that this universal INA will qualify?
I have.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. So we're going to deal with district old business, and this relates to what will be the first reading of a revision of the board policy manual creating the General Manager Liaison Committee. I request that for the second meeting, we actually have the pages from the policy manual so we can see it in policy manual form for the rest of the board for the second reading, which would happen next month if we went that direction. And the first reading is the creation of the General Manager Liaison Committee and add it to the list of standing committees. And the wording in the policy manual would be the board standing General Manager Liaison Committee shall be concerned with personnel matters of the district, including recommendations to the board for the recruiting, hiring, managing, and compensation of the General Manager / Chief of Police. The General Manager Liaison Committee will be composed of the board president and the board vice president discussion.
It's my understanding that this requires a 4/5 vote.
I believe that's correct, yes. Yeah. But the vote happens at the second reading. Or do we do a vote?
Well, we vote each time.
Oh, each time.
Each time.
Okay.
Each time. So as soon as you put standing committee in, it becomes a Brown Act. Not issue, it becomes a public meeting when this meets. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it should be a standing committee.
Mm.
Well, I think any committee except for an ad hoc committee requires a two board meetings. That was my understanding.
Well, I think the reason why we have coordinators versus standing committees is so that the coordinators can meet and not have, and the standing committee, that's the finance committee. That's true. I don't think our goal in this situation is to have a public meeting every time.
I don't know.
Well, take the point.
Are the other committees sort of
around there? Only the standing committees.
And coordinators. But the point she's making, Cindy's making, is coordinators. We're acting as coordinators.
I just wanted to reiterate the comments that I made last month, that I feel that this particular business, recruiting, hiring, managing, and compensation of the general manager, chief of police, is the business of five elected directors, not just two, and so I will be voting no on this.
No.
Nope.
I think the purpose of any committee is to make recommendations to the board, and the board, at its pleasure, can overrule or do whatever it wants with that recommendation. This is not an attempt to try to gerrymander or take over the board's discretion in this area, but perhaps to streamline the process of interacting with the chief and the board and presenting reasoned recommendations. I don't see this particular committee as any different than any other committee we might have that brings recommendations to the full board for discussion. Much like the committee for the annex or the committee for the revenue enhancement, the goal is to bring recommendations to discuss them in the full board, and the board can, as pleasure, can do what it wishes. This is not an attempt to make an end run around anybody's fiduciary obligations as trustees of this district.
So it there's a lot of good points raised tonight. There's a procedural issue regarding the Brown Act. There is concern that it's really a board issue. There's Chuck's commentary on the fact that this committee, whatever you want to call it, doesn't have any authority. It's to work with the general manager and provide recommendations to the board. I think we're all kind of in agreement that it would be helpful to have somebody liaise with the general manager. We're also in agreement that the full board has ultimate authority, and no subset of the board has any authority. We also don't want to violate any Brown Act. So, I am going to suggest that I pull this back, think about it a little bit more, and come up with another mechanism to get where I think is where we want to go. And we'll move on, unless there's further discussion on this.
Okay, just one other point, and that is that we are agendizing for the next meeting a discussion of whether to divide that position anyway. So maybe this is premature in the case.
Possibly. And in the interim, though, I do think, especially given all of the issues going on within the police department and the personnel matters that we're privy to, and unfortunately nobody else is, or maybe fortunately, that it would be helpful if one or two of us continue to liaise with the general manager on some of these issues. And I'm happy to continue doing that.
If I may express my frustration that I do not know and have not been told all of the information that you and Chuck know, and I think that is on.
I don't think there's anything all the privilege stuff happens in closed session. So there's no other meetings besides on those confidential matters.
The only other thing we tried to do is to get these goals and objectives to the board as a full board. And we have that.
And we're going to cover that later.
So, I mean, there's no secrecy, there's no hidden agenda. I mean, if Phil wants to have a desert ego with him instead of me, I have no objection. If he wants to have it on a rotating basis, you can all sit in the chief's office for an afternoon and discuss issues of concern to bring back to the board.
I'd like to discuss that for the next, I think there are other issues.
Okay. Are there any other discussions, items on this before we open it up for public comment? Okay, so public comment.
Yes, sir. Two things about this proposal. One, I think already, if my memory serves me right, there is a provision in the board policies for a liaison with the general manager, chief of police. You know, I don't know if it's specified that it be the board president, but I think Cindy, you filled that position last year. And my other comment on this is, if this is to become a board committee, I'm not sure that it's in the best interest of everybody to name both president and vice president. I would suggest that it should say perhaps board president and another director.
Lynn, please.
I guess I'm a little disturbed by what I pick up on as suspicion on the part of two directors directed towards two other directors. And I find that kind of sort of odd in that the president and vice president served in this function last year, and there was no such suspicion. Pat, you and Cindy performed this function last year and did so admirably, and I guess I'm just sort of mystified about what's changed. So those are my two cents. Thank you.
Ms. Lee.
Point of fact, I'm the vice president last year, and I didn't participate in that.
I did, but I wasn't the vice president.
Other comments? Okay. Let's revisit this because there's the Brown Act issue, and we'll mull over this a little bit more. And you know, the intent by this, let's remember the sort of how this started, was with the Beasley weekend. I think it was his suggestion. There seemed to be some general agreement that it'd be good to have an executive committee and following up on that. But we've gone a little sideways on that. Nevertheless, I'm going to suggest we move to the next item. New business. Items 1, 2, and 3 are items that come up to our board every year, and it relates to the assessment, park assessment. And we are required to approve certain actions on the part of the district and NBS so that we can move forward with collecting our park assessment. It's not an increase in assessment except to the extent that it follows the CPI measurement, which I believe last year was 1.16%. And so that's what these are there for, and we'll take them one by one. Item one. Are there any staff comments or board discussions on this item? Questions of staff?
I just have one question, which may be naive, I don't know. If we were to raise the rent on Building E to reflect our expenses that we incur on that building, could we reduce the levy? Or is this has been voted on by the public, and I don't know. Do you see where I'm going with that, Bill?
Not really. Go ahead. Keep going.
Well,
I think Kathy's point is this an annual enabling thing we have to do because of a prior bond that was passed?
Right, and can we reduce it if we recapture some of our expenses rent?
I'm sorry to interrupt. What are the terms of the original bond issuance? And is this the condition of extending the bond over its term? And can we change the bond? I don't know. That's a good question.
Can I throw something in there? This assessment is basically for the operation and maintenance of the, I hate getting into this discussion, the new park. When the new park was purchased, this assessment was put into it to pay for the maintenance and the operations of the new park. Building E is not part of the new park deal. I don't think that would have anything you do in Building E would have no effect on this assessment. However, if you were to make the park, you know, very self-sufficient and very profitable in some way, I guess you could argue that, yes, indeed, you could remove the assessment altogether. But this assessment is strictly for the maintenance of the new park area. We can't use these funds for other maintenance items.
This is the $13 a year that
gets
taxes, right? I should add that we don't have any ongoing expenses for building the KCC pays the FD, except for the moves. That's the only thing. Just to put it out on the table.
Okay.
So we don't pay for any of the expenses for anything.
And this has been brought up in discussion to actually raise this beyond, right? Didn't we do that last year to help the park?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're well beyond this.
The figures are, we get 28,000 and the cost of 52, so we're...
Yeah.
Right. Cost of park up to you.
So then to clarify, items 1, 2, and 3 are the same but different.
Yeah, there's sort of chronological.
There's five steps to the process of approving that assessment. Items, well, there are resolution 3, 4, and 5 are the first preliminary steps. Next month, the board will have the final two resolutions to complete the process.
And this needs to be done by a certain time, Greg?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
That's why it's on this month's agenda.
That's why it's on every year, this meeting, yes.
I will move the adoption, if I may, of items 1, 2, and 3.
I think we're going to take one at a time.
I'll move the adoption, Madam.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstain? Motion carries. Item 1 is approved.
Move the adoption of item 2.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? Motion carries.
Move the adoption of item 3.
All in favor?
Second.
Oh, second, sorry.
I'll second.
I have myself. A second now?
Yeah, you bet.
That seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstain? Motion carries. Thank you. On to item 4 already. Yes, yeah, so we had the workshop back in January, and we had asked Dr. Beasley to prepare a report summarizing the workshop, and it's in the packet. It's interesting to revisit it, actually.
Yes, it is interesting to read.
Yeah, because at least I remember all the things that we agreed to. And I know I think we all wanted to make sure it came before the board, if we had a chance to look at it. We can discuss items on it, just because we want to do that, and we can decide if we want to adopt the report. And I don't think adopting the report says necessarily that we're going to do all the things in the report. It just would say that, yes, this is the report that we did and it's part of our annual process. So are there any discussion items from the board on this?
Well, I read it over. I thought maybe read is too strong a word. Scanned heavily. Anyway, I went through it. I enjoyed reading it because it did revive my memory, and I thought it was well done. I have nothing negative to say about it at all. I thought it was well done, and an excellent reminder of where we thought we were going and how we thought we were going.
I also thought it was well done. I thought it reflected a true spirit of cooperation among the board members. I hope that spirit continues in the future.
I would like to change the wording on this to that we move to receive the report. Because we have you have taken out items 5 and 6 out of the report. I don't agree with everything in the report, so I don't want to adopt everything, and I don't need to bore everybody with the details of that this evening in the interest of all the other important things we have to do. So I would like to receive it rather than approve it and adopt it.
I had a question on what adopting meant also. I want to make sure that we're not coming up with 600 action items for us. So I think actually receive works pretty well for me. I think it's well done. It was good to revisit it. In fact, I'm wondering if it might be a good thing, although our board book is getting thick, but it might be a good thing to have in that separate book to reference.
Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with that. And I wouldn't have a problem changing the wording to receive either. The way I read this report, it's interesting because you go through and he says, this is what's recommended and this is the action, this is what we all agree. And you could look at it one way and say, oh, well, then we have to do all those things. With the passage of time, it may not be practical to do all those things. So I read it as kind of an interesting guide overall about the direction we want to take, without having to sort of commit ourselves to each of the specific things that were in there.
I think it's our vision statement. If you read vision out of this literally, which is where we would like to go, given a perfect world.
Right. with unlimited funds. So I would, is there a motion?
I would move to receive Dr. B's.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut you off. I didn't allow the public comment, so there's a public comment.
So I haven't read the report, but I've had some people just comment on it, and based on hearing essentially general agreement by all five, and clearly by sitting in the back and watching the interaction, there's some work to do amongst you. It seemed to me that you could have one or two goals out of the report, since you're all basically in favor of the report in general. So if it's it becomes the vision or the mission of the board, that would be fine, but just saying you received it doesn't do much for me. So I think you spent good money, you spent the whole day, and you're all in agreement with the vast majority of it. So it seems to me you can come up with one or two things that you can get behind, specifically and be accountable for it. And you're going to have to start to be accountable. It's just so clear to anybody watching your actions. So those are my comments. Try to come up with one or two specific things that you can be accountable for that the people who are paying taxes can judge you on.
I think you are addressing two of the things in the report with the next two items on the agenda, the mission and the vision statement.
Well, I think it's a great suggestion, and I think that's in fact, I would like to have somebody be in charge of coming up with goals for the board, and maybe pulling them directly out of the report is fine. We can agendize a couple of goals, and we can adopt the goals or commit to the community that we're going to do those things. I don't know if right now is the time. It would have to be probably in the next meeting.
You know.
Well, we could do a couple. I mean, at least we got requests that we do two things, maybe.
The way I look at that is that as I go through and read the report and all the recommendations, the vast majority of them we're actually working on, and we're working on hard. There's a lot of time, a lot of hard things spent by everybody on this board. It's fiscal, we're all trying really hard to do that, I know that. There's community relations, and we're doing what we can on that. There is trying to make things better in the police department, and we've gotten a little bit sidetracked on that, but we're spending a lot of time on that. So I am developing relationships with, playing well with others, and I know we're doing that too, both at the county level and with the fire department and the fire board and other parts of our community. So I think we actually are. If I was concerned that we were actually not paying attention to the report, I think we've already started doing a lot of stuff without even getting the report. So if I thought we weren't, then I would say, hey, you know what, we need to sort of hold ourselves accountable because we're not doing it, but I think we are. So my recommendation is that we take the report, we have it, we've read it, and we move forward.
I have a question. I noticed throughout this there's clear statements of policies we did all agree to. Is there something that's not true in those agreements? I thought we'd all come to the term that when the agreement said we had agreed to it, we did.
I'll tell you what's bothering me.
Okay.
It's the $10,000 I don't think that was sufficiently talked about that the general manager can use. I don't know if that is over and over and over again. I'm looking for it now. But do you remember the item?
I don't know, yes.
Yeah, and I, how many times can he spend $10,000 without talking to us about it? I just don't think it worked out. So I was concerned about that, and I didn't want to approve the whole report with that item.
Right, because approving the report would imply that we are making policy.
You're the lawyer, Chuck. The way I read that, it could be $10,000 this week, $10,000 next week, $10,000. All right.
Which side of the table do you want us, my client?
Yeah, I don't. I just don't want to do that.
Could I suggest that we accept in principle the report and wording of that sort, which doesn't mean that we accept in detail the exception principle, because in principle, I think in principle we can agree. And there are details that maybe we do want to rework. So I will move that we accept in principle the report. Accept in principle, not adopt. Accept in principle the report.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay.
And Pat,
yeah,
could you just tell me how that impacts this particular thing that's bothering you?
Well, I meant to, by in principle, to be just talking about the overall scheme and not the detail. And I'm just saying, you were talking about the 10,000 worthy thing to work on. So that doesn't mean that we're accepting that detail, which is in principle, the goals, the overall goals.
So we all understand.
We all understand the overall goals. I don't have any quarrel with the need to revisit the $10,000. I don't need to say that at all.
Okay.
Possibly that's, probably that's going to happen. I just meant in principle to.
Can I make an amendment?
Sure.
We accept in principle Dr. Beeson's report without it agreeing to any specific recommendations.
Specific financial recommendations? Or I don't know. Okay. I'm getting kind of befuddled here.
No, it's getting kind of.
This is a draft, we can go back to him and have him clarify issues and have him review them. If there's a question about the 10,000 of what he meant, it may be on the split chart. We may have, put a foot number or something like that.
Well, excuse me. 5 minutes. It may be that that he understood what he understood at that point was, and we hadn't really taken the time to clarify it, which is what Kathy said. We didn't have the time to take the time to clarify it. So,
what do we gain or lose by receiving versus adopting versus accepting in principle? Because Chuck put it beautifully. It's kind of a vision. I mean, we're all intended. We participated. All the details may not be agreed upon by all five of us, but I mean, can we just say receive?
Well, I thought Don was pretty
much on that one. Well, let's go back to Pat's motion. Her motion is to accept in principle the report of Dr. Charles Beasley, and we have a second on that. And I'm going to call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Not opposed or opposed?
I'm
opposed.
Opposed? I just don't know what all that means. I'm for adopting in principle. Okay, or so accepting in principle, she said.
Accepting in principle.
Not
adopting.
Right. So, I can accept in principle. I'll take it. I'll do it. That's so unbelievable.
Okay.
Accept
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No abstaining. Thank you. We'll move to item 5, and this is the mission statement that was developed, and that's to provide services that enhance the community of Kensington. That's the mission statement developed that weekend that came out of this process. Is there board discussion on that?
I just put this on. Art asked for this build so that we could do exactly what John Stein is saying and start moving. I view this whole thing as we pull things out and then we make the goals and visions. And so, although this is not perfect, I think we need a mission and a vision statement as a district, and it's a good place to start. And I put it on just to get us a mission statement. And we can have another workshop. We can talk more about it. We could probably talk for 2 weeks about our mission statement. But that's why it's there.
I think it's good to have one because as we start debating what we're doing, we can sort of come back. Does it meet our mission? So,
is there other board discussion? I think it's a great mission statement. I think it's what we need to do that Saturday and Sunday. I think it just seems to me.
Right.
I move the adoption.
I'm going to open up for public comment first before we do that. Public comment on the mission statement?
Do you guys know what it is?
So, Pat?
I move the adoption of the mission statement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstained? None? Motion carries. We have a mission statement. Item 6 is the vision statement. And we'll get into a debate about what a vision statement is. But what came out of that weekend is that we agreed to developing partnerships to strengthen service capabilities. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, same thing. Place to start.
Okay.
I like it.
I like it too. Public comment on that one? John, please.
My question was, is this a vision or a mission? it doesn't seem like vision is something. It seems a mission is something that you do.
We spent a good couple of hours.
I was there, Chuck. I know.
I think we agreed with the vision statement. And we took it.
Any other thoughts?
Move the adoption of item 6.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Oh, I'm aye. I forgot to say aye. It's unanimous. We're all in favor of that one. Thank you. Item 7. I'm actually going to defer to the district secretary to hold it down on that purpose.
I'm going to defer to the district secretary on this.
Okay. I'm going to pull out what I wrote down.
And
basically,
I think feel free to just summarize them.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just.
We all read it.
Just basically the current style of the minutes. They're nearly verbatim. They're actually a little bit more than that because of what I try to do is kind of summarize what people are saying, leave out stuff that really shouldn't be on public record. But it's taking me so long to do it, I'm having to stay after hours. So there's that. I think I listed how much it actually costs to have it done this way. But there's also the legal aspect. I just went to board secretary, district secretary training in Monterey, and they were appalled. The attorney was appalled, the CSDA attorney, when I told him that we had near verbatim minutes. And he said, that's really unwise. You shouldn't do that. You tell your board they're going to get in a lot of trouble doing it that way. I think I wrote it all down in there. It was a little more articulate on paper, but that's basically it.
Okay.
I'd like to move to action minutes if possible. I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Unless you want me to go to a full-time position.
I
don't want.
I thought what you wrote was very well written and summarized the situation very well, so thanks for doing that. And thanks for going to training, because I think it's fantastic that you go to those trainings and that everybody goes to trainings, because we all learn from that. For those of you who aren't familiar, traditionally minutes on what we've done here is verbatim minutes, or as close to verbatim as possible. And the proposal is to implement action minutes while at the same time having all board meeting recorded and available to the public through our website and audio tape format as requested. So that's That's the proposal. So we'll open up for more questions and comments. I actually, when I read this, I was very interested in it. I've downloaded what the Contra Costa County Board of Supervisors does. And this is from their website, and it says that people who want to buy the tape of the meetings can do it. Otherwise, what they do is publish very concise. And you know, the Board of Supervisors outpaces us in any meeting. They'll go for 6 hours. If this is 5 pages of a long session of LAFCO, and they're very concise, very straightforward. Yeah, I bought enough. I didn't bring enough for the whole crowd, but I'll leave some up here. But they're very good minutes. And this is what, since we went to the LAFCO meeting yesterday, they're very concise. They're a very good summary of how meeting minutes should look for the public and for the board. They aren't verbatim transcripts, which is good. They're a summary of what was discussed and their decision about what's going to happen after that discussion. So it's very straightforward, very easy to read, and I think this is really the way to be doing it. If LAFCO can do this and the County Board of Supervisors can do it, I think we should do it as well. Because 8 minutes are troublesome for the reasons that Stephanie stated.
Well, I think Stephanie's done a trick job of this. 8 minutes as much as you've striven with it. Do you call these action minutes?
These are minutes of meetings, and there's decisions in there about what they're going to do.
I understand. I like this, but I'm not sure that this is called action minutes.
Let's
Yeah, action minutes are basically, it lists the discussions for and opposed to the matter at hand. All pertinent information, all pertinent arguments are included. It's not word for word, there are no quotations, and it's all the actions that have taken place during the meeting with just the discussions for and against.
Have you looked at this? What you're referring to?
I just looked at this for the first time.
Could you take a quick look and tell me if that's what you have in mind?
The motions, though, are verbatim, right? The motions themselves
are verbatim.
This is what you have in mind.
Yeah,
it's just basically a summary of the arguments, you know, why people want this, why people don't want this, and then the action.
So you do get a sense of the policy.
Yeah, it's not just listing of the actions. Right. That's not what it is, even though they're called action minutes. It's not as simple as that. You don't want that either. That's too simple.
There's enough in there so the public can know what happened, and if they raise objections to it, they have a record to take to court if that ever happens. And that's the basis for the action.
Thank you,
Chris. Stephanie, when I read this, this was really, really good. I especially like the last two paragraphs when you talk about action minutes, you talk about exactly kind of what's going on here. Thank you, Chuck, for doing this, because I think you guys, you're right on with what the intent is of our board, and for some reason we go back and forth with minutes, and I'm not really sure how that we morphed into the verbatim. But we did, and so I really like what you're talking about, and if it's what's happening here, then I think it's a great idea. Thanks, Chuck.
Well, I want to say I've been asking for action ever since I've been on the board, so.
And that's been a couple of years.
So thank you, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you.
John?
Yeah, it's me again. I like Stephanie's suggestion. I just have one question about whether this would be the appropriate place or someplace else about the length of time that recordings are to be kept.
Is there a Public Records Act requirement on how long it should be kept?
I believe it's 30 days. And that's all you're required. Yeah.
It's 2 years on all documents.
Well, the actual minutes, that would be 2 years. But the recordings, 30 days. You only need to keep the recordings for 30 days.
I think we have a policy now.
Wow.
Our policy is 90 days,
actually.
But,
okay. That's the law. That's not, it has nothing to do with our policy. That's the law. It's 30 days. So we can have it longer, but I mean, we're only required to do it for 30 days.
We digress.
Other comments?
I think it would be good to keep them as long as you have space, because it's a history of Kensington. It's not that you're trying to
something that was said wrong, or from a historical point of view, I think several years we have the space for it.
I know, there you go.
I'm going to suggest that Jeff come
with us. I just wanted to say there's no reason why you couldn't keep the recordings for an infinite period of time, but to keep them on the website might be troublesome.
Again, the county provides, you can buy them from the county. For us, I don't know what it says here about that at the time, but
I'm sorry. I'm going to make a suggestion that staff reports back as the recommendation of how I want to keep them, given limitations of space or memory or whatever, and just come back to us with that at a later day. And if we have concern about that, we'll bring it up. But given you heard the comments of the community and us and Chuck on that issue, there's still the proposal here that we have the option to accept.
Yeah, I move the adoption of the recommendation of our district secretary for action meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Abstain? No. So
I would like to move the bathroom break.
I'll return your address. I don't know for you. No, please. Because I know I'm going to call.